And then this was before the days of motorboats, so your whole propeller system was a paddle that you pulled it along.
Did they ever talk about launching? Launching a boat?
No, that word was not used in my family. It was push the boat out in the water and pull it in and paddle the boat. And then sometimes they had little light boats that called skipped. I don't really know the difference between what they would refer to as a skift and what would be a boat, unless one was larger than the other.
Do people use this word now?
Skift?
No, well, yes.
I think so.
The word to get boat in the water.
Probably so. Push it off. Or shove it off.
But not launch.
I never hear the word launch.
I don't pick that up at all. I'm just curious.
You shove it off or push it off.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever play with horseshoes?
Oh, yes. Pitching horseshoes. Yeah.
And did you ever watch a blacksmith work on a horse?
Oh, I did. I never really saw a blacksmith work on a shoe and a horse, but I can remember very well coming into the last of the old blacksmith shops in Ripley and seeing his forge and his bellows, and it was quite fascinating to me as a child. I came in several times, would be in there when my father, grandfather had to come. But this was even after the days of automobiles, and I did not see him shoe the horses. However, it was done because we still worked the farm animals.
You, what do they call the hard part of the horse's feet?
Hoof.
And they would drive the nails
into the hoof.
And what do they call, you had one hoof and then you had two? Talk about the horses.
Well, a cow has a, what they call it, cloven hoof. Was that what the word that was?
I was wondering, what would you call two or more, the plural, the words?
I don't know.
It's either some places hoofs, some places hooves.
Well,
Well,
if it were used here, it would be hooves, hoof, or hooves, because they pronounce the hoof.
With a kind of V sound. By the way, to interrupt a second, are you familiar with Natchez Trace, on farther down toward Natchez?
Oh, that's another place I'd like to drive down that thing with plenty of time to get out and look.
They're going to have an operating farm about 12 miles northeast of Natchez. It's Morris Farm. And they have an old-fashioned blacksmith shop. And when I was there, it was pretty early, April. I mean, they just opened. I'm simply a person on the farm, except for the people who are operating these, the farm house, they're making shingles. The fellow in there with the old-fashioned bellows you mentioned, this big, and he worked them. Marvelous place. You would really
I would love to go.
A lovely young girl in the farmhouse who had studied, obviously, was just enchanted by the whole thing. She was making up different kinds of things out of cornmeal. It really would be very good.
Is that very far out of Memphis? Well, I'll look it up.
Quite a distance.
Yeah, I guess
so.
That's right.
Quite a distance. It would not be too much for a weekend, though. What do you have, Saturday or
Sunday and
Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm sure you can
be made on a weekend.